This is a mindful questioning practice. Settle into whatever posture you've chosen. If it's comfortable for you, close your eyes or let them gaze unfocused ahead of you. Now gather your attention into the body. If it's comfortable, begin to bring your attention to the breath and breathing in the body. Or you may wish to choose another anchor, perhaps another sensation in the body. Take a breath or two to settle yourself in this moment. I'll begin with a little introduction to this practice. Mindfulness practice offers us the opportunity to look closely at our experience, minute by minute, day by day, and year by year. It invites us to notice the common qualities of that experience. It's an investigation that uses our capacity to know intuitively as well as intellectually. Other practitioners and teachers can only share their own experience. It is up to each of us to draw our own conclusions from our own experience. Now again, let's stabilize our attention on the breath or our chosen anchor. If you're focusing on the breath, then perhaps pay attention to the movement of the diaphragm, following the air in as the diaphragm pushes into the stomach, and following the air out, finally at the nose. Paying attention to the cycle of the breath. If you notice your attention has wandered, then of course when you notice this, that's fine. No need to criticize yourself. Just collect your attention again back to the breath until perhaps the next time your mind wanders. It's a natural process and part of meditation. During the practice, I'll be introducing some questions for contemplation. It's important not to worry about finding a correct answer, or any answer at all. Continue now with the attention on breathing. And when you're ready, begin to widen your awareness to take in the whole body. Perhaps noticing sensations in the feet and legs. Perhaps the tips of your fingers and your hands. Your shoulders, perhaps, and your back. noticing your head, the scalp perhaps, and the complex muscles of the face. Opening up as best we can to whatever sensations are present in the body. Perhaps noticing unpleasant sensations in the body, feelings of discomfort perhaps. Or perhaps areas or parts of the body that feel quite comfortable. Or many that are really rather neutral. Notice how these sensations in the body come and go. Now I'll drop a question for contemplation. To remind you, we're not trying to intellectually solve the question or come up with an answer. We're letting it settle in our consciousness. And seeing what reactions happen. So now ask yourself, do any sensations last forever? Does any sensation last forever? Does my body last forever? Does my body last forever? Just let these questions sit in the mind without trying to solve them. And now ask yourself, whose body is this? Whose body is this? Or putting it another way, who is sitting here? Who is sitting here practicing? And when you're ready, I'd like to invite you to shift your attention from sensations into the body and begin to note any feeling tone that's present in reaction to sensations. To remind you, these could be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feelings. And our reactions could be to like, to dislike, or again be neutral. So there may be reactions you're aware of, and you could label them in this way. And perhaps There's nothing much present at the moment, and just notice the nothing much present. Now, in the same way, the questions can sit in the mind. Ask yourself, are my reactions always the same? Are my reactions always the same? Who is it that's reacting? Who is it that's reacting? So in this open awareness and questioning practice, we're sitting in the middle of our awareness. One metaphor might be as a spider sits in the middle of a web, very quietly waiting for vibrations and changes. Something to be caught in the spider's web. And spiders aren't fussy. Whatever's caught in the web, they use for nourishment. In the same way that our experiences, be they pleasant or unpleasant, can be used as nourishment, something to learn from. So when you're ready, we can turn our attention away from our reactions, our feeling tone, and begin to shift our attention to any thoughts that might be present or emotions associated with those thoughts. You might pick up an emotion, first of all, in the body, feeling of tension, pleasure, and a thought becomes associated with it. The emotion gives rise to a thought. A thought might give rise to an emotion. Again, like the spider, we're sitting in the middle of our awareness, with these phenomena in the mind and in the body. Now again, we'll ask some questions that can sit in the mind. No big requirement to come up with an answer. Are my thoughts true? Are my thoughts true? And are my thoughts true forever? Will my thoughts be the same tomorrow? Are my thoughts the same as in the past? And who is it that is thinking? Who is it that's experiencing this emotion? Who is it that's experiencing this emotion? I'd like to invite you to let go of these questions. If you've been turning them over and trying to find an answer, you can let go of that. Are there to come back to again and again, perhaps each time with a deeper answer. Settle back now into noticing your present moment experience as it comes and goes. Allow it into your wider awareness, however it is, whatever it is. As we come towards the end of this practice, if it feels comfortable to do so, and do offer yourself some appreciation for taking this time to practice and to nurture yourself. You may wish to use a few kindly phrases towards yourself. May I be well. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be well. May I be happy. May I live with ease. May all beings live with ease. So coming to the end of this practice, you might want to take a couple of breaths to just check in with your body and begin to move gently, just as you feel you need to move. stretching out any tension. Relaxing your breath. And when you're ready, begin to open your eyes. To take in the surroundings. And to slowly and carefully transition into your next activity, the next part of your day.